statistics are one thing, but I think, you know, the experience that we have and the number of road deaths that we see, the number of collisions that's on our roads, and indeed, anecdotally, when we're on the road ourselves, anyone that's out there driving can see it. There's a lot of people speeding. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of people drink driving, and we all know that as well. And I think the reason why we may see these numbers in decline is because of an absence of detection. We don't have enough Gardaí out there on patrols, monitoring the roads, stopping people, checking, breathalysing, doing all of that, checking speeding. I think that's the reason why we see the decline. It's not that there's a decline in these incidents occurring, unfortunately, because the evidence for that is when we look at the number of people that are unfortunately been killed on our roads, and all the research tells us that that main factors in people being killed on our roads is speeding and indeed intoxication in some cases.
There have been a decline in road policing units as well. 627 members registered in comparison with 692 2 years ago, and with the Gardaí Commissioner also instructing all Gardaí to spend 30 minutes on road policing during every shift. Do you feel that it just comes down to already stretched resources being stretched even further?
Well, that certainly seems to be the situation. And, you know, Gardaí tell me that a lot of them already do a certain amount of road policing work when they're in their normal shifts. They don't need to be instructed to do it. But at the same time, I think anything that brings an emphasis to it is welcome. We see too many families tragically losing people on the roads and suffering the loss and terrible bad injuries that people have on the roads as well. And, you know, really what we need to see is we need to see more Gardaí involved in roads policing, because when they're monitoring the roads, they're also there for to monitor people who may be up to no good in other situations as well. Crime detection can often been, you know, closely linked to Gardaí having checkpoints, having, you know, good monitoring of both roads and public transport as well. So I think, you know, what we need to see here is a refocus of resources on Gardaí Síochána to provide more services to ensure that there is more Gardaí out there having checkpoints, stopping people, monitoring our roads, checking for people speeding and driving erratically and recklessly on the roads as well, and ensure that that can be brought to a situation where people are afraid to do that they're afraid of being caught and being punished for it, because otherwise we're going to see tragically more families losing loved ones in road traffic collisions.